Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Ribbity, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter, the better through letter. We're looking at phrase number 19 here in the letter for the ages with the wonderful words of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Feuer, his expositions, his explanations, and his insights into the Ramban's letter, a wonderful exploration into how to navigate these phrases. Tonight's phrase here in 19 is Veroshcha Kafuch. Let your head be bowed, cast your eyes downward, and your heart heavenward. The statement comes from Yevamos. When praying, one should train his eyes downward. As it is written, my eyes and my heart shall be there all the time. Comes from Malachim Aleph. Likewise, he should focus his heart heavenward. As it is written, let us lift our hearts with our hands to Hashem in heaven. That comes from Echa. When the prayer experience truly becomes an encounter with Hashem, the person praying finds himself gripped by contradiction, by having different conflicting emotions. On the one hand, the mortal, the regular human who stands before Hashem is overwhelmed by awe. He confronts the unutterable majesty of his Creator, and he has no choice but to recoil in trepidation. Simultaneously, however, at the same time, a different feeling begins to swell in his heart. As the worshipper intuits the almost tangible closeness of his Heavenly Father, he is overcome by a sense of boundless love. His heart leaps for joy, thrilled at the ability to communicate directly, personally to Hashem, the Creator of the universe. To pray effectively, the one worshiping Hashem, the one davening and praying, must strike a delicate balance between these opposing emotions and moods, blending the two in a state of mental harmony. And reflecting upon this dichotomy, Rabbi Sral, the cousin of Sir Magid, allegorically explained why Hashem chose to create man with two eyes, to symbolize that man ought to have two types of vision. One eye helps him look upward, the other eye helps him look downward. In contemporary terms, with one eye, man's vision lacks depth and perspective. With it, he would gaze at the cosmos around him, feeling dwarfed by its enormity, by its vastness. He may stare into the mirror of his likeness, recognizing his own frailty. With the other eye, though, man gains perspective. He perceives the presence of Hashem as inspired to stand erect. Although he can see with only one, he needs both of his eyes to fully understand the truth of his surroundings. In his commentary to Brachos, Rabbi Yonah describes the process of developing a proper mental state for prayer. His advice is based on the same excerpt of Talmud referred to by the Ramban. When a person prays, he should visualize himself as standing before Hashem's heavenly throne. It's impossible as long as he's weighed down and brought down by mundane affairs like financial worries, business problems, and the like. Therefore, before praying, he must first look downward to discard all earthly concerns. Earlier generations had a special saying for this, Kishetirtza lechavin peshot gufcha me'al nishmascha. If you wish to concentrate on your prayers, first you must strip your soul of your body. Only then can your heart be released to align heavenward. One's mannerisms reflect and to a certain extent determine his more deeply hidden emotions and strengths. The Talmud picks up on this in Kedushin and teaches that even when we walk, we have to do so in the right manner. It is prohibited to walk 4 cubits, dalat amos, with an upright posture which displays arrogance. The Talmud cites the pasuk, Melo chol ha'aretz kevodo, the entire world is filled with God's glory, which comes from Yeshaya, as the source of its ruling. Likewise, Rambam in Hilchos Deos points out that men of true stature, as a rule, refrain from walking completely erect. Rather, a wise person should always cast his gaze downward like a person standing in prayer. An erect posture, however, is only the external indication of internal feelings. The tone of man's relationship with Hashem is determined more than anything else by his heart. That's why Pirkei Avos explains the heart needs to be pure, and the heart should be full of only good things as much as possible. Even if we do averos, even if we do sins, we have to make it full of light, full of mitzvahs, full of good things. That's why the best thing to have, when the rabbi, the sage, asks his talmidim, what's the best path to go upon? That is having a good heart. Lev tov, having the good heart, will lead to other things. is mentioned in that Mishnah, like being a good neighbor, being a good friend, and being good to those around you. Having that good heart is important. You have to have that pure heart. It is indeed possible for one to stand ramrod straight and yet assume an internal posture of surrender to his Creator's will. It's interesting that when we daven, when we pray, many of us actually shuckle. Many of us move our bones and move our bodies back and forth. I don't know any good really English word for it, swaying maybe, but really shuckling. But maybe that's not the best way to do it. A lot of people use that as the source of it, I believe, is from Kol Atzmos Tamarna, Tamarna Ne'um Hashem, or something like that, where all of our bones are talking and yearning for Hashem, literally moving for the sake of Hashem. But it was the practice, interestingly, of Rav Moshe Feinstein to stand motionless and perfectly straight, perfectly erect, while reciting the Shemona Esrei, except when required to bow. In explanation, he once related that when the Russian communists held him for interrogation concerning his involvement in religious activities, he had been forced to stand rigidly at attention while a menacing guard stood watch. Never, Rav Moshe related, had he felt so subservient. It was at that point he decided that from this unflinching position he would recite Shemona Esrei and demonstrate his subservience to the true ruler, Melech Malchei Hamlachim, Hashem himself. Throughout the generations, holy men have found it helpful to keep their eyes trained downward. Reishis Chachma and Shar HaKadusha explains and writes, when a person stares down at the earth, he reminds himself that he is, after all, nothing more than dust, and that he shall return to dust. This is a very famous phrase that comes from Pirkei Avos. Also, when a person wants to avoid sin, Pirkei Avos explains and guides, remember where you come from a putrid little drop. Remember where you are going, to a place full of maggots and dust. And remember that all of your deeds are written, recorded by Hashem. In that way, we can be guided and we can avoid sinning, at least be thrown off from sinning. In this way, he will not be seduced to pursue the fleeting desires of this world, the material aspects of this world, the materialism of this world, which doesn't come with us. That will help us be more in line with what we should do, and will be guiding us to what we should do, remembering those different things. The Pelayoetz Reish explains that when one weakens his desire for material things by looking at the dust, the meager basis of all things physical, that can help him to be able to pursue his spiritual matters more than the physical matters. You can weaken that desire for material by looking at the dust, because it is so meager, it is all the basis of all things physical. We remember that Adam was created from the dust of the earth, and all of us have that specks of that coming down from Adam HaRishon. To the extent that one thereby increases his striving for the world of the spiritual, the author adds, will one's prayers truly be answered? As it says, Veshach Einayim Yoshia, he who casts his eyes downward will be saved, pointed out from Eov. So if we keep our eyes on the ground, we keep our eyes down, we keep our head bowed a little bit, understanding that we're subservient to Hashem, we're only his agents, we're maggots in this world compared to the vastness of Hashem, hopefully that'll help us be more humble and help us in our humility. Join us next time as we talk Lesson 20 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.